What are you reading from?
Well, I'm reading from Luke.
Luke?
From Luke's Gospel, chapter 4.
Yep.
And I've kind of been sitting on this for the, you know, the last couple days up till now, just because I haven't really had the opportune time to jump in with it. But now's the time. I want to just read a couple verses here from Luke chapter 4. Better stay at the mic. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. That is not the right place. Let me get to the right place.
All right.
There we go. Chapter 5.
You got it. All right. Okay.
I was one chapter ahead of myself. It's chapter 5. One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed, take note of what he noticed. He noticed two empty boats. At the water's edge.
Mm-hmm.
For the fishermen, listen, you got to listen to what happened. For the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. And stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, so he knew who owned the boat, to push out into the water. So Jesus sat in the boat, taught the crowds from there. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper.
Watch out in the deep. Deep calls for deep.
Some people need to move out into a deeper place today.
And get in over your head.
That's it. Go out where it is deeper and let down your nets. Now, they were just repairing their nets, but listen at this. And you will catch many fish. Many fish. Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night. And you know the story, Tom.
That's right.
Didn't catch a thing.
Didn't catch nothing.
I mean, not even
have you ever felt like that? You know, it's kind of like when we're sitting here at the station and we're telling people about a matching funds challenge. The net is set.
Yeah.
The net is there. And we're not catching anything unless somebody calls.
Well, you know what? The net has to be thrown out. We're throwing the net.
Yeah, we're casting the net.
And it takes money to throw the net. It takes partnerships. It takes prayer to throw the net.
Amen.
But Jesus, you know, their boats were empty.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the introduction here.
Jesus notices
their boats are empty. He took note of the fact. Here's Peter. He knows Peter. Peter's a fisherman. He'd been out fishing all night. Jesus knows that. But his boat was empty.
He noticed that there was nothing there.
Nothing to show for their night's work.
Yep.
And so Jesus said, you know, launch out into the deep. Simon Peter replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, we'll try it again. And this time, their nets were so full, they began to tear. And that's not all, Tom.
That's right.
They could not handle what was in their net.
They had to call some people to help out.
At the end of their strength, at the end of their all-night labor, the boats are empty. Here they are. And Jesus is saying, drop those nets again. Now their nets are so full.
That's right.
They cannot even contain it.
Betty has given a gift. She's cast her net out.
She has.
With a $200 matching funds challenge. We're down to about 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Oh, my.
We're going to need somebody to come help draw this net in. We're going to need somebody to help pull in the fish.
That's it.
We need your help. The phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. And we have a local number as well.
772-221-1100. And we have a website, WCNO.com.
And so right now there's $200 in matching funds from Betty and Pahokee. We're hoping that someone out there will call right now. We're down to 3 minutes, 20 seconds. And we need your call, 888-221-8990. And when you call, we'll get your name, your number. You tell us how much you want to give. You're going to be helped pulling in the nets right now by calling and making your gift of support. Now there's one call. I think those nets are a little heavier than that. Maybe we need another call. 888-221-8990. There's 3 minutes to 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in this thing, but the nets
$200 challenge,
the nets were full.
The nets
were starting to break.
Nets were full. They're beginning to break. And then there's another call. We have time for another call.
Amen.
We have time for another call. All right.
888 221-8990. 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
30 seconds. $200 matching
but
funds.
But the nets were breaking.
Nets are full. Now something's going to happen that's miraculous.
What's that?
The disciples, Peter is ready to share his catch.
That's right.
With somebody else because he can't contain it.
That's right.
So.
Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. There's too many fish here. I can't clean all these fish.
This is my prayer for the body of Christ, that God gives us such a harvest.
Wouldn't
in this
day. Wouldn't it be great if the churches were catching so many fish we couldn't take them all, and call we had to tell people, y'all got to go to some other church come Sunday because we don't have enough seats.
Well, what I would like to see is the senior pastor on the phone calling another senior pastor saying, you know what? I need to introduce you to some of these extra people I have. Can you get a few more in? Because we need you. I mean, this is leader
That's
to leader.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
A revival.
A revival.
Renewal.
Great awakening in the body of Christ.
Amen. Well, listen, we have a minute and 30 seconds left in this matching funds challenge. Betty from Pahokee giving a $200 matching funds challenge. We said we believe we can get it done in 10 minutes or less. I believe we can. We've got a minute and 15 seconds left. The phone lines are open. And we're going to need another call, maybe. I don't know. Karen's on the phone. David's on the phone. I'm
One
ready
minute.
To go to the phone. 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. There's 55 seconds left in this challenge. We need that phone to ring at least one more time. 888-221-8990. I'm going to go answer the phone.
There's that call. Why don't you get that, Tom? We'll listen to this song for just a moment.
Your broken heart, His name is mercy, power, freedom. Oh, His name. Oh, His name. His name is Jesus. Fall before His mighty hand.
Looks like 3 seconds left. 2-1. Well, there we go. We'll see what came in with the phone calls. As soon as we get the account, I will give it to you and keep you posted where we are. Thank you for your faithful generosity today. God bless.
Soon your eyes will see His name is
talking about the name of Jesus, how strong and how mighty, how powerful that is, that nothing is stronger than the name of Jesus. And I must give you a great report. Alan, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
What was our matching funds availability?
$200.
$200. Now, you're going to have to help me calculate this out now. I have a pledge for $50 a month coming to us from Lee and Mulaney. Melanie, I'm sorry. Lee and Melanie from Fort Pierce should have left my glasses on. Lee and Melanie, Fort Pierce. God bless you in Fort Pierce. $50 a month. And that was how much?
That's $300 if it's for six months.
Hang on. Hold on. There's more. Right. And then we have another gift coming in from Okeechobee, from Dale
Ann.
Is it Dale and Ann?
Nope. Dale Ann.
God bless you. Okeechobee's been showing up. My goodness, with a $200 one-time pledge. And wait. Hold on. We've got more. Are you calculating all this?
I'm calculating.
Okay,
yeah.
Keep the calculator going, because Sheila Roberts, oh, hallelujah. Sheila Roberts is making a $200 contribution.
All right.
From Fort Lauderdale.
So that's a $700 total. We are $500 over. So
what?
That means we are adding $700 to our total.
$700?
Yeah.
Did we break another?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm a little out of control here. This is just throwing me right up into the rafters. And our rafters are not very big here, but... I'm very excited about what the Lord is doing.
Don't worry,
we're going to get
it.
This.
Part of the job description of working at WCNO is being out of control.
Is it
sometimes.
To be out of control? All right, let's get this going. Down. I this jamming music, I don't know if that's my heart beating so fast, or my feet are going, or my hands are up in the air, or maybe all of that.
Could be all of that, Jonathan.
All of the above.
Let me tell you.
Well, we're just very grateful and thankful to you for calling in. You know, Betty called in. She'd been waiting for a while to give that $200 matching funds challenge. But not only was it met, it was doubled up, it was tripled up, and then some. $700 came in because of that, and so that takes us to $35,031.
Praise the Lord. It's still early in the day.
Yes, it is.
You know, Jonathan, you said made a comment earlier about all this action from Okeechobee.
Yes.
And I've got to tell you, we have, as you probably know, we have a dear sister in Christ there in Okeechobee, Connie. And Connie prays. She's an intercessor, and
yes,
she's a powerful intercessor, and she prays for this station throughout our two-week fundraiser. And the answer, I believe, that at least to say, to point to Connie and say, her praying for this ministry, God is blessing us through her intercession. He is moving in that way, and we give thanks to God, give him the glory, but certainly we have to acknowledge
now,
Connie's faithfulness.
Connie is a humble woman.
Yeah,
and she might not appreciate me saying this, but you know, of all the people in Okeechobee, I know she's one of the richest people over there.
Yes, sir.
You know, because
in the spirit.
She has a love of God.
Amen.
She's praying, and she's doing what she can do, and she's rich in love, rich in spirit, and rich in power.
Amen.
You know, and Connie, we love you. Thank you for praying. Thank you, Judy, from Fort Pierce, calling in at $125. We had Marguerite a moment ago calling in $25. Alistha from Port St. Lucie giving $150. We had David earlier giving $200. They matched up that $500 matching funds challenge that was called in from an angel here in Stuart. And then on top of that, at the same time, Betty had called in. She had been waiting for that to be concluded.
Yes.
And then Betty calling in with a $200 matching funds challenge. And we had Lee and Melanie giving $50 a month. That met it up and put it $100 over. And then Sheila calling in with $200. That put us $300 over. And then there's another gift that Karen has picked up and taken away, but that was Ann giving a gift of
$200.
And so all of that added up and helped to meet that challenge within that 10-minute window.
Right.
Yeah,
and so fantastic. We're excited about it. And we want you to be as excited about this as we are. You can see how the Lord is moving, touching people, raising up folks, and we're just confident that God's going to continue doing that, and we hope that you'll be a part of it, that when God speaks to you, that you'll stand up and be counted.
Amen. Absolutely. And you know, Tom, I have this little sunshine piece of paper over here, this yellow thing.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to kind of keep some scratch notes so I can stay up with what's going on. And I realized that God and his people were moving along quicker than I could keep up. And so I finally just put a line all the way across, and I came up with one total. And maybe, you know, we have a human calculator down here, Alan Love. He has a great mind for this. But we have $35,031, and what do we need to reach our next $1,000 threshold?
We need $969.
Look at that. Right. He agreed with the calculator. Yeah. I had to use a calculator. He didn't even have to think about it. It just rolled out like that.
You know what that's called? Brilliance.
Brilliance. Brilliance.
That's why we wear our sunglasses in here.
Hey, Tom, let's take a minute. As I said a few minutes ago, this is our 28 and a half anniversary of WCNO today.
That's right.
And now when we play music, it's on compact disc. But when you started in 1990, what did you use? Records or 8-tracks or what?
We used master cylinders.
Really? I was going to say clay tablets.
Clay tablets, yeah. No, back when we first started, back in 1990, believe it or not, there was still some music that we pulled off of vinyl records that we recorded from the vinyl record to a quarter-inch reel-to-reel. Mm-hmm. And our automation system was made up at that time by Atari reel-to-reel machines. There were 6 of them. And it was on a controller, and we would record the music to the reel-to-reels, and it would play a song off of reel 1, and then it would jump to 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And, of course, the tapes, depending upon how we put the tapes up, we might have the tapes up, you know, number 1, number 4, number 7, number 8. You know, we'd mix the tapes up to mix up the rotation. But that's how it was done. And some of the music came in off a cassette, vinyl records, and early on some of these CDs, and then later on vinyl records just kind of disappeared, and then over the years cassettes have disappeared. We no longer use quarter inch tape. You know, everything now is digitized. It used to be I could go to the mailbox every day and we would get 8 or 10 CDs a day from people submitting music.
Well, there was a reason why I asked you that question, because you just proved how technology changes, but the Word of God never changes.
The messages always remain the same.
Right. And that's the important thing, and that's why we're asking people to support WCNO.
That's right.
That message is a universal message that has a eternal frame to it. It will never die. We need more and more people to hear the Word of God. And
one of
the ways of doing that is supporting WCNO.
There used to be an old song talking about music and how we got it. Mm-hmm. There used to be a song that said, "Give me that old-time religion."
Hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, the gospel is the same today as it was the first it was preached. Hasn't changed. I know that, you know, today it seems to be popular that people try to dress it up and, you know, present it in a new way, a modern way, a hip way. You know, we try to make it more than it is. But the gospel is the same. It's the same message, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's a simple message. Amen. It's not hard to understand. It's that Jesus Christ came to seek and save the lost. and that he brings a message of hope and salvation to the lost.
He does.
Now, we're not talking about somebody who's, you know, got off the main highway and don't know where they are in town. We're talking about somebody who is spiritually lost, whose soul is lost, whose life is controlled by a power of darkness that has them off away from God, estranged from
That's
God, alienated from God, as the scripture says, a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel, without hope in the world, and without hope in the world to come,
because
there is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. And that's the gospel, and then some.
That is the gospel.
And when you depart from that, you've gotten away from the core gospel of Jesus Christ. And one of the things that I've tried to do as station manager over the last 28 years is to make sure, with everything within me, is that this station stayed on course and communicated the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Amen.
That the gospel that we preach today is the same gospel on this station that was taught last year and the year before and 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same message. And the message of hope and salvation is the message that the world needs. What the world needs today is not love, sweet love, if it's not the love of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
They need Christ Jesus. They need salvation. They need the hope that is only found, that is given by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's why I have worked 28 years of trying to keep this station centered right there in the center of God's will and purpose and plan, as I understand it. And I hope that many people out there have agreed, because they've supported this station all these years. And I am confident that when I leave, that as Jonathan ascends to the heights of power here, I'm just joking here, but when Jonathan takes over the duties of mopping the floors and vacuuming the floors and cleaning the windows and assumes the title of station manager, and he's doing all of that and taking out the trash too, that his primary objective will be to keep it centered in the message of the gospel. That's what I'm confident in. And so, friends, if you're out there today, you know, some of you have just called in and given. We're not asking you to call again, but you got to pray. And those of you that have been listening, you haven't given yet, maybe you've never given before, why not contribute to a ministry that is centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's sharing the truth, that's not watering it down, not varnishing it and coloring it up to be a different color than what it used to be. This is about presenting Jesus Christ as He wants to be presented, as Savior of the world, as the Redeemer, dealing with the problem. Our problem is not poverty.
No.
Our problem is not illness and sickness, although I believe that God is a healer. I believe God wants us to be well. I believe God does heal. We pray for people to be healed. But our problem is not how sick we are. Our problem is how sinful we are.
There you go.
And Jesus didn't come to solve all of our problems. He came to solve one problem, and that was the sin problem. He is the Lamb of God, as John said. John preached the gospel in one sentence. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." That's the gospel, friend. That's the whole of the message. That's the reason Jesus came. Jesus came to die to deal with sin. Yes, we are concerned about poverty. Yes, we're concerned about illness. Yes, we're concerned about lack. Yes, we're concerned about all of these things because we're people, we're humans. We're concerned about the things that hurt and afflict us. And we need to address those situations. Don't misunderstand me. That's a part of the ministry of the church. But the gospel, the message, the center core of why we're here today on the air has to do with the problem is that there are people in this world that are sinners and they need salvation.
Yeah.
And salvation, as far as I understand it and as far as I read in this scripture, Jonathan, I need a witness over here. As far as I understand it and the way I see it in reading the scriptures, there is one name under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that name is Jesus Christ.
Only
no
one.
Other.
Holy name.
No other. And when we come to you on the air and we ask for your help and support, it's not that we're here to be lauded or praised. You know, people sometimes call up and say, Tom, you know, thank you, you did a good job. Well, that's wonderful. I appreciate it. But the reason we're here is to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men, women, boys and girls. I'll draw all people to me.
Amen.
We've got to lift up Jesus. You know, people have grown up in this nation. This is what's amazing to me. We talked the other day about how that if Jesus Christ is the only way and we proclaim that message, it would seem that people would beat the doors down to get in.
Right.
But there are people growing up in this nation today that have lived their entire life that are middle-aged adults and senior adults, and they've never yet heard the gospel message.
That's right.
How is that? Is it because pastors are shy of preaching the gospel? Is it because God's people are timid when they go out into the world? Let me tell you, have you noticed the worldly people are not timid about what they believe? Mm-mm. You know, they flaunt their evil, they flaunt their wickedness, they pride themselves in how evil and how wicked they can be. I knew a fellow one time, he said, I want to be able to cuss as worse as anybody can cuss. You know, I want to be known for my profanity. Mm. And I thought, what a sorry state of affairs. Boasting in his sinfulness, boasting in his wickedness. And yet, Christian people professing to proclaim the good news of the gospel, professing to be saints of God, children of God, and we're timid to go out into the world and give them good news.
Right.
Come on, friends, get real. Time is drawing nigh.
Yes.
The day is here, and the night's coming when no man can work. We need to get busy about the Father's business. Jesus, as a young boy, sat in the temple, and he said, I must be about my Father's business. Yes. How about you, friend? Are you about the Father's business? We've got to be busy. We've got to get busy. The day is coming. The night is drawing near. The day is going to be over, and the Lord's going to call. And what's he going to say? Well done, or go away? That old song they used to sing, are you ready should the Savior call today?
Mm-hmm.
Will he say well done or go away?
Woo.
You see, that's the question. That's the crux of what this is all about. So friends, help us. You know how important. You as a believer out there, you men and women know in your heart how important this issue is. You know, if you're a believer.
Right.
If you don't understand how hard it is, how important this is, if you don't understand how serious this is, then you need to check your spiritual thermometer and find out where you are tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Before the day is over.
Amen.
You need to find out what it is that you're missing if you don't understand how serious of matter this is. I've got children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them go to hell.
No.
I've got friends and neighbors. I don't want to see them go to hell. There's people out there that I come by every day. I was telling my wife the other day, I was up in North Georgia, and I went into the store, and there was a lady that came by that was disfigured. I'll just say that she was physically disfigured. And people were staring, and I probably found myself looking a little too long. And I found myself praying for her. But you know, there are people that are spiritually disfigured today. We can't see it on the outside, but it's evident on the inside. We need to be praying for them. I saw another lady there in that supermarket, and she was a little short lady. She looked to be in her late 60s, early 70s, dark hair, and she had a big black eye. And I don't know how she got that black eye, but I found myself over there by the freezer. I had to stop and pray. I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit or just me. And I said, Lord, if this lady's being abused, please keep her safe. Don't let somebody beat on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, if I have compassion for people like that, how much more compassion should I have for those that are lost?
True.
Come on, friends. Be a part of this ministry. Give so bountifully, joyfully into this ministry. Make it a part of what you're doing as a believer. Make it a part of your life as a Christian. Make it a part of what your outreach is to those around you. Don't go home tonight and lay down and go to sleep and not give a care about the lost and everybody. And I'm not suggesting that's you. But I'm saying there's a job to be done, and God has called me and these men and women here in the station today to share with you that need. We need.